In this bulletin, the world registers more than 10 million coronavirus cases. The federal government faces calls to permanently increase job seeker payments. And in the AFL, Geelong secures a narrow victory against Melbourne. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The world has reached another coronavirus milestone, passing 10 million cases and almost 500,000 deaths. The World Health Organization says it's approximately double the number of severe influenza illnesses recorded each year. The world's largest outbreak in the United States totals over 2.5 million cases, while India and Brazil have contributed to more than a third of new infections in the past week. North America, Latin America and Europe each account for 25% of infections, while Asia has 11% and the Middle East comprises 9%. Health officials say they're concerned about the COVID-19 outbreak in Victoria, but are stopping short of calling it a second wave. Victoria has recorded 49 new infections, its highest single-day rise since April, while New South Wales reported 3 cases and Western Australia just 1. Coronavirus testing is now mandatory for all return travellers in hotel quarantine in Victoria, with those who refuse testing forced to stay for an extra 10 days. Deputy Chief Health Officer Michael Kidd says federal authorities strongly endorse the policy.
The latest numbers are a matter of genuine concern. It's important that Victoria continues to test widely and to rigorously follow up with any contacts and to ensure people identified as cases and contacts remain in quarantine and isolation until advised otherwise by the state health authorities.
The federal government is facing pressure to permanently increase job seeker payments after dismissing reports it was planning to do so. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin denied News Corp reports which said the government is considering raising the baseline rate by $75 a week. The Labor Party, welfare and business groups want the unemployment benefits increased, arguing the pre-pandemic payment of around $550 a fortnight was inadequate. Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Social Service, Cassandra Goldie, says the temporarily doubled amount allows people to afford basic necessities.
I think everybody knows in their heart, including the Prime Minister, that we cannot go back to the brutality of trying to live on just $40 a day if you don't have a job. We need to make sure that JobSeeker is increased permanently and that it's enough.
Overseas, and United States President Donald Trump has denied being briefed on intelligence that reportedly showed Russia had offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing US soldiers in Afghanistan. Citing US officials, the New York Times, Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal report a Russian military intelligence unit offered the alleged bounties last year. Russia has rejected the allegations as nonsense, while the Taliban has also denied it. British MP Tobias Elwood, who is chair of the UK Parliamentary Defence Committee, says he will be pushing to have the issue raised at the United Nations.
I'll be seeking an urgent question on Monday and will be encouraging the UK to raise this matter at the United Nations and indeed with our NATO allies. It's so important that we collectively stand up to where Russia is heading. That also means here in the UK, let's get that Intelligence and Security Committee back up and running. Let's publish the overdue Russia report.
In the AFL, Geelong has triumphed over Melbourne at the cost of star defender Tom Stewart suffering a broken collarbone. The Cats managed to score a modest 3-point victory despite a hampered performance. Stewart was injured when he bumped shoulders with Melbourne's full forward Tom McDonald in an off-the-ball clash. Geelong coach Chris Scott says he's pleased by the win, although the injury is expected to take Stewart out of commission for weeks.
We had some really courageous performances from a few players that were sore. We were down to a couple on the bench effectively pretty early. Lost Tom Stewart, who's one of our best players and really important to us. And we needed to grind it out.
And now for a look at today's weather. A possible early storm and showers in Perth and 20. Sunny in Adelaide and 15. Morning fog and frost, then sunny in Melbourne, also 15. Mostly sunny in Hobart, 14. Similar conditions in Canberra and 13. A shower or two in Wollongong and 16. Similar conditions in Sydney, 17. A shower or two in Newcastle as well and 18. Mostly sunny in Brisbane and 22. A shower or two in Cairns, 26. And mostly sunny in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.